This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. And I just wanted to tell you that I, you know, you and I have been broadcasting for, I guess, over 8 years now, and you were our first full-time instructor. And I really appreciate everything that you do. And I want to say that publicly.
Well, thanks, Ben. As you know, it takes two to be friends. And that goes double for both of us.
Well, that's great. Dr. Sheely, last week, you and I talked about... we talked about something that the Trump administration did that I thought was just over the top, horrendous, outrageous, and extremely dangerous. Now, I also said that I don't think that Donald Trump knew about this, and he doesn't know about everything that goes on in his administration. He's got a whole bunch of loose cannons. As a matter of fact, he's surrounded by loose cannons. Well, the EPA reauthorized use of these cyanide bombs to kill wild animals. And there's been some damage and death outside of the animals that they wanted to kill. These are landmines. They're called M44 devices. They are cyanide bombs. And so far they've killed 6,500 wild animals, mostly coyotes and foxes in 2017. Well, the EPA reauthorized the use of it, and we came out against it. And we talked about the Geneva Convention, the conventions of war, the agreements about how gases will not be used in war. Fragment-type projectiles will not be used in war. Poisons will not be used in war, and so forth. And but yet, the EPA says it's okay to use gas, deadly gas, cyanide, out in the open, as landmines in the United States. So we came out against that pretty hard and strong. Well, we don't get a chance to talk about good news very often on USA Prepares, but the EPA reversed within 1 week. They reversed their position on these cyanide bombs. Is that great or what?
You've got more power than I thought you did.
Well, I don't think we're the only ones. I just think that we did it on the radio. I don't know if anyone else did it on the radio, but we talked about it, and we were in some detail about the Geneva Convention and, you know, World War One, World War Two conventions, and all the agreements since then. So I think maybe somebody in Washington is listening, and maybe when we said that, okay, you guys are going to do that? You're going to deploy these cyanide bombs? You know, they need to be deployed in Washington, District of Columbia, as well. Maybe they realize that, you know, maybe these things aren't so good. Because if we applied the deployment of these cyanide bombs the way taxes are supposed to be applied, which means in a fair way, non-discriminatory, then Washington, D.C., based on population, they get plenty of them. And maybe that's a good thing. So, anyway, I'm so glad that the Trump administration came to the decision that they would reverse their position and stop killing with cyanide bombs.
Now, did you want to go into something else where Trump is right?
Yes. Would you like to do that?
I've got it. I printed it off so I could read it.
Okay, sounds great.
What I learned in the Peace Corps in Africa, question, Trump is right, by question, Karen, K-A-R-I-N, McQuillan, M-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-N. 3 weeks after college, I flew to Senegal, West Africa, to run a community center in a rural town. Life was placid, with no danger except to your health. That danger was considerable because it was, in the words of the Peace Corps doctor, a fecalized environment. In plain English, S-H-I-T is everywhere. People defecate on the open ground, the feces blown with the dust onto you, your clothes, your food, the water. He warned us the first day of training, do not even touch water. Human feces carries parasites that pour through your skin and cause organ failure. Sounds like San Francisco. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that a few decades later, liberals would be pushing the lie that Western civilization is no better than a third world country, or would teach two generations of our kids that loving your own culture and wanting to preserve it are racism. Last time I was in Paris, I saw a beautiful African woman in a grand boo-boo have her child defecate on the sidewalk next to Notre Dame Cathedral. The French police officer, 10 steps from her, turned his head not to see. In other words, he didn't want to see. I am not turning my head and pretending unpleasant things are not true. Senegal was not a hellhole. Very poor people can lead happy, meaningful lives in their own culture's terms. But they are not our terms. The excrement is the least of it. Our basic ideas of human relations, right and wrong, are incompatible. As a 21-year-old starting out in the Peace Corps, I love Senegal. In fact, I was euphoric? Question. I quickly made friends and had an adopted family. I relished the feeling of the brotherhood of man. People were open, willing to share their lives, and after they knew you, their innermost thoughts. The longer I lived there, the more I understood. It became blindingly obvious that Senegalese are not the same as us. The truths we hold to be self-evident are not evident to Senegalese. How could they be? Their reality is totally different. You can't understand anything in Senegal using American terms. Say, take something as basic as a family. Family with a few hundred people extending out to second and third cousins. All the men in one generation were called father. Senegalese are Muslim with up to four wives. Girls had their clitorises cut off at puberty. I witnessed this as what I thought was going to be a nice coming-of-age ceremony, like a bat mitzvah or confirmation. Sex, I was told, did not include kissing. Love and friendship and marriage were Western ideas. Fidelity was not a thing. Married women could have sex for a few cents to have cash for the market. What I did witness every day was that women were worked half to death. Wives raised the food, fed their own children, did the heavy labor walking miles to gather wood for the fire, drew water from the well of public faucet, pounded grain with heavy hand held pestles, lived in their own huts and had conjugal visits from their husbands on a rotating basis with their co-wives. Their husbands lazed in the shade of the trees. Emily was crucial to people there the way Americans cannot comprehend. The Ten Commandments were not disobeyed, they were unknown. The value system was the exact opposite. You were supposed to steal everything you can to give to your own relatives. There are some westernized Africans who try to rebel against the system. They fail. We hear a lot about the kleptocratic elites of Africa. The kleptocracy extends through the whole society. My town had a medical clinic donated by international agencies. The medicine was stolen by the medical workers and sold to the local store. If we were sick and didn't have money, dropped dead. That was normal. So here in the States, when we discovered that my 98-year-old father's Muslim health aide from Nigeria had stolen his clothes and wasn't baiting him, I wasn't surprised. It was familiar. In Senegal, corruption ruled from top to bottom. Go to the post office, the clerk would name an outrageous price for a stamp. After paying the bribe, you still don't know if it would be mailed or thrown out. That was normal. One of my most vivid memories was from the clinic. One day, as the weight grew hotter and the 110-degree heat, an old woman, 2 feet from the medical aides, who were chatting in the shade of a mango tree, instead of working, collapsed to the ground. They turned their hands so as not to see her and kept talking. She lay there in the dirt. Calluses to the sick. It's normal. Americans think it is universal human interest to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's not. It seems natural to us because we live in a Bible-based Judeo-Christian culture. We think that Protestant work is universal. It's not. My town was full of young men doing nothing. They were waiting for a government job. There was no private enterprise. Private business was not illegal, just impossible, given the nightmare of a third-world bureaucratic kleptocracy. is also incompatible with single-lease instances of taking care of royalties. All the little stores in Senegal were owned by Mauritanians. If a Senegalese wanted to run a little store, they have to go to another country. The reason your friends and relatives would ask you for stuff for free, you would have to say yes, the end of your business. You're not allowed to be a selfish individual and say no to relatives. The result, everyone has nothing. The more I work there and visit government officials doing absolutely nothing, the more I realize there's no one in Senegal had the idea that a job means work. A job is something given to you by a relative. It provides a place where you steal everything to give back to your family. I couldn't wait to get home, so why would I want to bring Africa here? And Westerners do not magically become American by arriving on our shores with a visa. For the rest of my life, I enjoy the greatest gift of the Peace Corps. I love and treasure America more than ever. I take seriously my responsibility to defend our culture and our country and pass on the American heritage to the next generation. African problems are made worse by our aid efforts. Senegal is full of smart, capable people. Question. They will eventually solve their own problems. Doubt it. They will do it on their own terms, not ours. The solution is not to bring Africans here. We are lectured by Democrats that we must privilege third world immigration by the 100 million we change migration. They tell us we must end American as a white, Western, Judeo-Christian, capitalist nation to prove we are not racist. I don't need to prove a thing. Leftists won't open borders because they resent whites, resent Western achievements and hate America. They won't destroy America as we know it. As President Trump asked, why would we do that? We have the right to choose what kind of country to live in. I was happy to donate a year of my life as a young woman to help the poor Senegalese. I'm not willing to donate my country. If there was ever an email that needed to be sent around the globe, this is it. What a story. This woman tells of what is actually happening in politics. Places where we send our hard-earned tax dollars. We are fooled to do it. And this was verified by another than Snopes. Well, you know, surely there is something like culture somewhere. And culture can be destroyed if you take everything away. And that's what she suggested the leftists want to do. I think the leftists should be sent to Senegal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, Dr. Shuley, I saw the evidence of one of the relatives of one of these Senegalese in Virginia. And I was in a dressing room. Our children were young back then. We were in one of these department stores. And there was a dressing room. So we were getting the children some clothing. And so I went in with one of the boys and to help him. He was a very young boy. And he might have been getting blue jeans. And there was a sign in this dressing room. And it was carpeted. The floor was carpeted. The walls were carpeted. And there was a carpeted bench you could sit on. And the sign was handwritten. It said, please don't urinate in the corner.
Just do it in the middle of the room. All right.
Now, I'm really serious about this. That's what was there. And, I noticed this smell and I thought, this is awful. So we left the dressing room and I said to the sales clerk, I said, you've got a sign in there and it says, please don't urinate in the corner. We have, and they said, we have a bathroom, at this another location in the store. So it's not like they didn't have one. It's just that these relatives, I guess, from Senegal thought that that's what they should do. Now, it's out of control, and I'll tell you another story when we come back. But that's what's happening in the United States right now. Dr. Shuley, and I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about bringing the third world right here to the United States, and it's already been brought here in part, and it looks like the party of the Democrats want to see more and more of this nonsense. Well, I was at a traffic light in a city years ago, and I stopped there, and there were sidewalks and there were stores along the city street. And some of the stores had recessed doors, so they'd have a window for, you know, window shopping, and then indented would be this door. Well, while I was at this traffic light, this guy walked up to the door. It was after hours. The store was closed. It's on a city street. He walked up to the door, unzipped his zipper, and peed on the door. And it took, I don't know, the entire length of the traffic light for him to finish. And then and I went on my way. But it's not like it's not like he was trying to hide. He was just standing there urinating on this business's door. So we've seen that. Now, if you fast forward to what's happening in South Wales, England, right now, there's a town that is going to install high-tech anti-sex toilets. Now, what would that mean, anti-sex toilets? Well, what's happening is the people in this town are having sex in toilets, bathrooms, stalls, and the town doesn't know what to do. So they have sensors in the floor so that if two people go in there and there's movement, the alarm goes off. Water sprays down on the people in these stalls. Now, am I making this up? No, I'm not making it up. And I believe it, and I'll tell you why. This is from mainstream news in the United Kingdom called TheGuardian.com. Well, the problem is so bad with the filth of people that they have these high-pressure washers. So they can just push a button and spray down and hose down the entire bathroom, you know, or these stalls. They can spray them down and sanitize them for the next use. That's how bad it is. Now, I was in Springfield, Missouri just a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and I was at the counter of a Goodwill store. And there was this woman, this middle-aged gal who was tattooed to beat the band. I mean, she had tattoos on her arms, her neck, everywhere that was visible other than her face. And when it came my turn to pay, the gal who was taking my payment was a middle-aged gal. And I said something like, "I'm so glad I came because I thought I saw everything, but now I have." And she said, "Like, what do you mean?" And I just kind of looked over toward this fully tattooed woman. And she said, "Oh, honey, you haven't seen anything." She said, "We have people going in the dressing rooms having sex, and they think they're soundproof." And so that's going on in the Goodwill store. This is in Springfield, Missouri, just a few weeks ago. And Dr. Shuley, I've been thinking about your new book, the one that you are working on right now, Who Killed Common Sense? I think there are plenty of more chapters you can add to this.
You know, I don't think that Islam is compatible with Western civilization, period, end report. That's just the beginning of it.
Right. Right. And that's why I think people like them. So for example, when I see these mixed cultured marriages, we'll call it mixed cultured, I think it's a stretch. I think it's a strain. And I think the likelihood of it working is less than same culture marriages. And that's why when you went into cities back around the turn of the century, I mean talking about the 1900s, there was little Germany, little Ireland, little Italy, Chinatown. Why? Because people like them. That's why. And it makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. But, you know, I really think culture is important. I believe that's what you're saying. When we come back, I'd like to share a story about some home building, the absolute absence of common sense, with Dr. Norm Shuley, medical doctor.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, Look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory. Okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror. And we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future. Although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you got
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. NormShuley.com if you'd like to go to the website. NormShuley.com. So, Dr. Shuley, I've been thinking about your book and all, and how society is really getting not thinking, not planning. Common sense has got up and left. Well, there is this television series that Mrs. Fennelli and I had been watching about people building homes, and this is in Europe, mostly in England. And so these are people who have homes, most of them have homes, and they want that ultimate dream home, the one that they build. So they start out, and all of them have the same problem. They all run out of money. They all think that they can do it. They all forget to plan huge, huge parts of their home. And let me just give you an example. And maybe this is another chapter of your book, you know, people just not thinking. So there's this young guy, and he wants to live in London. But he can't find anything that he can afford. So he decides he's going to build a house, and he finds a lot, a building lot. This is the smallest house in London, and I'm not exaggerating. The lot costs him $80,000 U.S. The entire lot is 13 feet wide and 31 feet long. That's it. Now, I'm very serious about this. 13 feet wide. That's to his neighbor's property line. The other end, and in the width, the other end begins at the curb on the road. So what I'm saying is, this guy decides he's going to build a three-story house on this 13-foot wide, 31-foot long house. The total square footage of the lot is 409 square feet. 409. That's the size of a kitchen in the United States. That's his lot. That means if he were to have a backyard, it'd have to be in this 31-foot long piece. But there is no backyard. So he builds his house, which is a box, just a box, edge to edge to edge on this lot. Now, front doors of houses open inward, right? So yours does, mine does. Most houses, I mean, they all do. When you open the front door, it opens inward. If this guy had his front door that opened outward, it would be taken off by a passing car, literally, because his house is at the curb. I mean, literally, you couldn't put a business card between the edge of his house and the curb. That's how tight this thing is. It ended up costing him $392,000. And what he did was, and just the lack of thought, he decides he's going to excavate. Now, the street is right at the very edge of his property, so cars and trucks are going down the street. And he brings in an excavator. They excavate the hole, and they form the concrete. They pour the concrete, and while the concrete is starting to cure, the edge of the wall starts to collapse inward. They didn't shore it up. They didn't prevent that from happening. So now he has a concrete wall that starts to cure that is leaning in. Unacceptable, so they have to take it out. Massive, massive job. Cost them about $30,000 for that mistake. By the time he's all done, he figures out that the hole that they dug, because they wanted to have a basement, as soon as they got almost to the bottom of where his basement would be, the hole started flooding. The sewer pipe coming into the house is like it's a couple feet down from the road level, just a couple feet down. So the sewer pipe goes into his house. So if there's ever a backup, he'll be the first one to know. What I'm saying, Dr. Shealy, is people are just flat out stupid. They think they know what they're doing. They go into these expensive mistakes without planning. They've lost their common sense. That's just one guy. Another guy decides that, and all of these guys have something in common. They want to make a statement. They want everybody to look at them and say, wow, look at that ugly looking box in a historic district. All the houses around are made of, you know, Victorian era brick, nice red brick, beautiful architecture, and then this guy builds a modern box. Another guy decides that his statement is he wants to have a Fibonacci curved shaped roof. So the roof is the whole house. Okay? And he doesn't want to just live in a tube. He wants the tube to have ever changing curve to the roof. And it looks like a snake, and it's bent like a snake, and it has two different heights of the roof, and they're joined together. So he has this house that looks like the top of a coral snake. And when he builds a house, He doesn't know how he's going to put a roof on it. He doesn't know what he's going to cover the roof in. Who would build a house without thinking, you know, I've got this design, and I know what the roof is going to be. It's going to be either cedar shakes. It's going to be fiberglass, corrugated fiberglass. It's going to be terracotta tile or membrane. He had no idea. So he puts a membrane on it, and then he puts wood slats on top of the membrane. Wood slats for a roof. Dr. Shealy, what I'm trying to say is people are not thinking. Just like those parents who buy their children ray guns, and they say, here, son, here, sweetie, here's a ray gun, and not only that, it will be a telephone. It's called a smartphone, and you can aim this right at your brain, and that's how you use it. So I want you to have one. I know you're only 4 years old, but you really need this just in case you get lost. We have lost our minds, Dr. Shealy, in so many ways. And this television show, it's called Grand Designs. It's been running for almost 20 years. Almost 20 years. And it's like the stupidest thing that people could do with their money. That's what they should call the show. Do you have any comments about any of what I said?
Well, the world has gone crazy. Period. And this country's leading the way.
Dr. Shealy, when you built your buildings on your property, didn't you think them through? I mean, didn't you think?
Yes, that is somewhat conventional.
Yeah, well, there's another guy, and then a lot of these houses that are being built are on the last lot, the last piece of ground. So what I mean is, we've all seen that neighborhoods are built, and then there's a couple vacant lots left. And the reason those vacant lots are left is because those are the least desirable properties. There's something wrong with them. Either they're at the bottom of the hill, and the ground is wet all the time because water runs downhill, and you can't build on soggy ground, so that's why they're not built on. Or they're rocky. And you can't dig through the rocks economically because you have to use like jackhammers on the end of a huge crane to break up the rocks. And you have to have excavating equipment to carry these broken pieces that, you know, might weigh half a ton each and cart them away. Or the land is on such a slope it's not feasible to build. So this show features people building houses on the worst possible lots. And just the dumbest of things. One guy builds a house and he decides he wants to have utilities. But the utilities are, 100 feet away. And that's where they stop. So then he finds out that if he wants electricity, it's going to cost him $35,000 more to have electricity at the house that he thought, well, I'd just call him up and call the utility company and say, here we are, hook it up. Thank you very much. People just don't think the most basic of things out. Who would build a house without knowing what the roof is going to be like? Who would build a house without thinking, can I get electricity? Can I get water? Can I get plumbing? Can I get, a septic or a sewer hookup? Or how much are the taxes going to be? And every one of these people spent way more, like a third more than they thought they were going to spend because they didn't think it through. And every one of them either was an expert in building, or everyone hired an architect. And they still got it wrong. And then there's one where the architect, they're building this guy's house, and it's right on the road. This is a different guy. It's right on the road. And the architect says, you know what? The corner of this house, we could make it curved. Instead of square, like most houses that have square corners, we can make this rounded. Boy, it would look great. They go, well, I don't know. Well, okay, if you say so, we'll do that. They round the corner of this house. Work stops for 2 months while they have the architect, another architect, work on how they're going to re-engineer the house. Then it costs $15,000 more because of just this curve on the corner. And then when the house is built, they figure out, shoot, because of that curve, they can't have windows in the house to look out over their best view, whatever that is. Just incredible stupidity. every way you look at it. So I think that this is going to be a really thick book you're writing.
Well, I'm up right now to about 180 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still
can you give us a little insight as to some of the things that your book is talking about?
Well, the most important thing is there's certain things to me that are so common sense, I don't understand how they could not be. I mean, now, for instance, you've got to breathe. But most people breathe automatically. If they didn't think about it, they probably wouldn't. Now, there are five other things you've got to do. I mean, just not smoke. I mean, smoking shortens your life by, well, up to 18 years, depending on how much you smoke. And to me, it's common sense, why would one smoke? Fat. Over 70% of Americans are plain overweight, with well over 35% being just plain obese. It's common sense not to be fat. I stopped eating totally before I'd be fat. Third, eating a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The average American is 2.2. Exercising, 30 minutes, 5 days. That's, you know, people sit all day, have the same death rate as someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Well, now what about sitting all day and smoking? Good heavens. And, of course, sleeping 7 or 8 hours. All of those, to me, are such common sense things. And yet, only 2.3% of Americans have all 5 of those habits. Not to mention a lot of other unhealthy habits, but those are the big ones. Now, as far as I can tell, common sense has never really existed for the general population. And to me, it has become, in the last 50 years, increasingly worse not to have or lacking common sense. So that's the foundation for the book. Lack of common sense is stupid and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like the guy who puts that ladder in the back of his pickup truck. He doesn't secure it, and he goes down the interstate at 70 miles an hour, and he doesn't think about the guy behind him that might be wearing that ladder through his windshield. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share with you something that's happening in grocery stores, robots in grocery stores.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Julie's with us. We've been talking about common sense, actually the lack of it. And you've heard the stories, class, about that female, I won't say lady, I'll say female, who peed on potatoes at Walmart and then and put them back on the display for the next shopper to buy. You've heard the story about this female going into the freezer at Walmart, opening up a container of ice cream, licking it, and then putting the cover back on and putting it back on for the next customer to buy. Well, in stores in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, and maybe even New Jersey, there's a store called Stop and Shop. It's a grocery store, a supermarket, if you will. And they have deployed robots, and they call them MARTY, M-A-R-T-Y. And I'm sure it's an acronym of some kind, but I don't know what the acronym means. So since January, the Stop and Shop stores have installed 30 of these robots. And these robots have these great big eyes, and they're about the height of a person, and they just roam around the aisles. And so what's the point? Well, maybe it's for the customers to think that they are being watched by this robot. But Stop and Shop says, it is if someone drops a grape on the floor. We don't want somebody to slip and fall. So this robot will detect this grape, and then it can be cleaned up quickly. Or a water spill, or someone dropping a jar or something and liquid getting on the floor. So that's what Stop and Shop is saying. But this thing is on wheels. It's got sensors that look forward and look all around, and this thing can probably has infrared and has probably forward-looking radar, and it's just patrols. And my sense is we have gotten to the point where people have lost their common sense. They will urinate on potatoes in the grocery store, lick ice cream in the grocery store, pee in the corner in dressing rooms, have sex at Goodwill stores in the changing room when people are there, will have sex in restrooms in the United Kingdom so that they have to hose down these people. we have lost our minds as to what is right and what is wrong. And adding more people that have different values from the values that we have is insanity, in my opinion. Dr. Shealy.
Equal.
It's, you know, if someone said to me, oh, back when I was at the university, that people would be doing these things, I would say, no, come on, how's that possible? No, robots going up and down to watch shoplifters in stores, really? Cameras everywhere? No, I mean, we're smarter than that. Well, actually, we're not. So this is all costing those of us who are actually paying for what we buy, it's costing us money because the price goes up by the people who are stealing from the stores. Either that or the stores go out of business. It's as simple as that. So you talked about smoking, Dr. Shealy, and the lack of common sense people are smoking. Well, in 1984, there was a message on cigarette packages about how, you know, dangerous smoking is on all cigarette packages. Well, the Food and Drug Administration last Thursday proposed 13 new warnings that will appear on all cigarettes. Now, these warnings are graphic. They are images, and it would be about 60% of the real estate on the front of the package of cigarettes. So 60% of the package would be a warning. Warning, cigarettes cause strokes and heart disease. And you see a guy with an oxygen mask on. You see it looks like he's in the throes of death. Then you see a guy who's gaunt and he looks lifeless. He's in a hospital bed and it says, warning, cigarettes cause cancer. And then you see a guy that's the gums are rotten. It says, warning, cigarettes cause cancer. And there's other ones that warning, smoking causes age-related macular degeneration, which could lead to blindness. Then you have smoking causes cataracts, which can lead to blindness. Then you see a guy with his toes cut off, and it looks like he has leprosy, and it says smoking reduces blood flow to the limbs, which can require amputation. Dr. Shealy, can we talk about these things when we come back?
Yes.
Okay. These are graphic images, and if you want to be scared straight, this will do it. So I'll see if I can send you a quick link, Dr. Shealy. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Smoking is absolutely one of the dumbest things you can do. Maybe up there with nuclear power. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.